Stay tuned to hear a trio for piano, clarinet, and cello by Beethoven, music by Edvard Grieg, inspired by autumn, and a motet and a set of three Latin American sketches by Aaron Copland. I'm Christine Allen. Welcome to In Performance at Penn State. We'll begin the hour with a concert overture by Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg. Grieg wrote his overture in autumn in 1865 when he was just 22 years old. Here is the Penn State Philharmonic Orchestra, usually conducted by Gerardo Edelstein, but this time led by Timothy Ferrand in the overture In Autumn by Edvard Grieg. The Penn State Philharmonic Orchestra performed the concert overture In Autumn by Edvard Grieg. The orchestra is usually conducted by Gerardo Edelstein of the Penn State Music Faculty, but this time the conductor was Timothy Ferrand, a master's student in conducting at Penn State. He's also conducted the Pennsylvania Chamber Orchestra, the Central Pennsylvania Youth Orchestra, and the Penn State Campus Orchestra. This performance was recorded in October of 2019 in Eisenhower Auditorium on Penn State's University Park campus. I'm Christine Allen, and this is In Performance at Penn State. Still to come, we have some music by Aaron Copland, inspired by Latin America. But first, from the 2019 Penn's Woods Music Festival, some chamber music by Beethoven. Beethoven was just 28 years old in 1798 when he wrote this trio in B-flat for clarinet, cello, and piano. Clarinetist Anthony Costa, who's about to perform it, gives the audience the story of this piece from the stage.
His compositions at this time were largely aimed at the taste and the traditions of the time. And one of the big compositional styles at the time was writing chamber music that included woodwind instruments. And the earliest, or one of the new woodwind instruments, one of the novelty ones, was the clarinet, because it was a brand new instrument and had been on the scene for maybe 30, 40 years or so. And then going along with this taste of the time, he decided to use a very popular tune, this melody that everybody was whistling on the streets as they walked around Vienna, from this opera by Joseph Weigl called Corsair in Love. And there was one opera from this, one aria from this opera, and the English translation is, "Before I go to work, I must have a snack." So this melody was used by a number of other composers, but Beethoven used it, and then has made this trio an instant hit. So we hope you enjoy. We're going to take a tuning note, and we'll get on with Beethoven.
Clarinetist Anthony Costa is joined by two other Penn's Woods Festival musicians, Kim Cook, cello, and Kathy Gattuso-Sinatel, piano. Here is Beethoven's trio in B-flat for clarinet, cello, and piano on In Performance at Penn State.
Thank you. Thank you.
We've been listening to the trio in B-flat for clarinet, cello, and piano by Ludwig van Beethoven. We heard clarinetist Anthony Costa and cellist Kim Cook, both of the Penn State Music Faculty, with pianist Kathy Gattuso Sonato. That performance was recorded in June of 2019 in the Penn State Recital Hall as part of the Penn's Woods Music Festival. Still to come, an American's take on Latin American music here on In Performance at Penn State.